It's time now for weather with Cliff Mass and KNKX environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe.
That's right. Get ready for cold. We've had some lovely, mild afternoons lately, but an early blast of Arctic air is headed our way. Temperatures are going to drop all around the state, and there's even some snow expected east of the Cascades. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with Cliff Mass from the University of Washington. He's going to explain where this early Arctic Express is coming from and why the minimum temperatures are going to plummet soon. First, let's get the details on the forecast, Cliff.
Well, Bellamy, people need to get their sweaters out of the drawer because they're going to need them in the morning. But first, today, we have this trough that's coming down out of the north, so I expect lots of clouds, and the rain will probably pick up in Puget Sound later in the day. There should be a pretty good convergence zone, so good chance of showers and temperatures getting up into the lower 60s, something like that. But then the big action happens. The trough moves south of us. Cold air is going to follow, and depending on where you are in the region, you're going to see some pretty active weather. Let's take up in the northwest by Bellingham. They could see winds gusting to 30 to 40 miles per hour from the northeast through the Fraser River Valley, so a cold wind coming out there. As you get into eastern Washington on Saturday, not only will the air be cold, but I think there's a good chance of snow. Certainly, you know, up on the Cascades and the Okanagan, even Spokane, there will be some snow at least above 1,500 feet, so watch out for that. Then on Sunday, the cold air will stay in eastern side. We're going to be a little bit protected because there'll be easterly flow that'll warm us up a little bit, and we'll be generally dry on Sunday. Temperatures only getting up to maybe 57, 58 in the west side. Really cold. And then as we get into Monday and Tuesday, I expect partly cloudy skies. But the key thing is the temperature in the morning.
Yeah, so the nighttime lows are going really low.
That's right. Now, that's what's going to really hit everybody. You know, we've been used to walking out of our apartment or house in the morning, and it's been really mild. The low temperatures have been like in the upper 50s, and that is because we have an onshore flow off of an ocean that's much warmer than normal. You remember the blob we talked about? Well, the blob is still there.
Blob Jr.
That's right. And the water offshore is warmer than normal. And as long as we had air coming off the ocean, the minimum temperatures really haven't been able to drop to their seasonal values. But now everything changes. With this cold air coming through, we will not only have cold air, but we'll have flow that's coming off of land. We'll be isolated from the warm water. And so our temperatures at night are going to be able to plummet, you know, down into the mid to lower 40s at first, and then finally down into the 30s as we get into Monday. So that's what's going to really hit people, the temperatures at night.
Isn't it early for this to be happening? Why are we getting this Arctic blast now?
Well, the whole pattern is associated with an upper-level trough moving south. And we have this big ridge over the eastern Pacific that's bringing northerly flow over us, bringing cold air, and then this trough comes down and then sucks the really cold air into us. Now, this is a little early. Normally, we don't get air this cold coming in this soon. In fact, if we had this pattern in November or December, I'd be talking about snow here in Seattle. But it's early in the season. So, you know, there's an unusually early movement of cold air down here. I think a lot of places are going to have all-time record, you know, low highs and low minima. Some places, particularly in Montana, where they may get feet of snow, I think there'll be some all-time record snow amounts. So we are going to break some significant records. We've set this pattern up. We normally don't do it this early in the season.
And we might feel like it's cold, but Montana's really going to get hit.
That's right. I mean, we are talking about blizzard conditions there. Temperatures that are falling well below freezing. Some places on the eastern side of the Rockies could get 2 to 3 feet of snow. Can you imagine that? Winds gusting up to 40 to 50 miles per hour in places. So it could be true blizzard-like conditions in those regions. Now, we're not going to see anything like that here, but it's pretty unusual.
Especially for September still, really. So why are we getting all this snow east of the Cascades, but it's staying still pretty dry in the west?
Well, the key thing is that there'll be easterly flow from the east. Now, the low center, that's causing all of this is a little far inland. If it was on the coast, then we would get much more precipitation. But the fact that it's inland means as the air flows around the low, the winds are from the east that are coming in over us and eastern Washington. So if the winds are from the east, they'll rise on the eastern side of the Cascades. That's where the upslope flow and precipitation will be. But as the air descends on our side, then that produces drying. So it's all because of the easterly flow.
All right. Thanks, Cliff.
Sure, Bellamy.
He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington, and we talk every week at this time via Skype. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at our website, knkx.org. That's where we also hope that you will pledge your support for this program and for KNKX. Go to knkx.org. Thanks so much. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, KNKX News.